It's Friday, May 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Data shows the link from broadband to jobs. New data from the National Bureau of Economic Research and mental health data breach consequences. This is the Business of Tech. Broadband update. Deloitte has some new data. The first bit sounds like data we've reported before. 6 million Americans, roughly 5% of the population, lacked access to broadband internet speeds of at least 4 megabytes per second. Here's the new data. Deloitte estimates more than 875,000 new jobs and $186 billion in additional economic output would have occurred in 2019 had there been a 10-point increase in broadband access in 2014. Now, why do we care? It's that second bit I really care about. There's a direct link between economic growth and jobs that broadband gives. IT services companies should be pushing for investments in broadband. That grows new customers, and it grows new services opportunities. And here's the data to prove it. You knew there would also be work-from-home data. I want to cite a study from the National Bureau of Economic Research. A good rule? Think 50-40. About half the people can work from home, and the typical plan for those people involves 2 workdays a week at home, or 40% of the week. Quote, business leaders often mention concerns around workplace culture, motivation, and innovation as important reasons to bring workers on site 3 or more days per week, the study says. But there are also clear benefits to having a day or two of off-site work every week across practically every category. In fact, the researchers found a lot of people would even take pay cuts to work from home 2 or 3 days a week going forward. Half the staff at home 2 days a week. Your company might differ, but that's a pretty good starting point. Google has announced their policy, and it's close to that. 60% of workers will spend a few days a week in the office, 20% will work in new office locations, and 20% will work from home. From the company's own survey data, about 62% of Googlers want to return to the office, but just 8% said full time. Also of note, job growth in tech hubs is actually slower than other cities. It's not because of the tech jobs, however. It's because of the support jobs, like coffee and lunch places to shopping places, that serve those workers. The thinking is those jobs might disappear for good. So why do we care? I asked why go back to the office in a recent editorial, and, well, here's some reasons why. Those benefits of designing work around the various configurations are what we care about. This study is a good starting point. On a jobs note, the interest in learning about local changes to the economy and how they affect your customers. If you're in IT services, you care about how your customers' businesses are being impacted. It's 2 or 3 levels removed, and so even more vital to track and learn. Your weekend research, a Wired piece on a data breach in mental health. In Finland, hackers broke into a mental health startup systems, which were positioned as an easy-to-use system and designed to bring the services to the masses. The largest network of private mental health providers in the country, Vastamo, was breached, and 30,000 people received a ransom demand over their confidential data, including detailed patient notes. The piece details the software, the breach, and the impact, plus the impact of legislation along the way. So why do we care? I'm going to talk about mental health in an editorial this weekend, and one of the themes there is openness. This data has huge impact to those patients who were breached, in many ways because the data was considered highly confidential due to the potential shame of mental health. One of the ways to make data breaches like this less valuable is to make the data less valuable. Regardless, the story of the breach and consequences is a valuable case study to understand. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend talking about mental health in IT. And I'll be back again on Monday.